Track 9 and some more news stories. Now, last Saturday marked an exciting new chapter for the High Week Village Show in Newton Abbot, with a brand new venue for the annual event. The High Week Village Hall Committee and the first High Week Village Scout Group joined forces for the show, with the newly refurbished Scout Hut providing the venue and allowing the continuation of this much-loved village tradition. There was plenty to see and do, with brilliant exhibits showcasing local talent in all categories, games, tortoise racing, live entertainment, stalls to browse, and something to interest everyone. Organisers said that events like the show are a great reminder of what makes the High Week community so special, and they issued a huge thank you to everyone who exhibited, volunteered, organised, and came along to support the show. And it is, of course, surrounded by lots of lovely, colourful pictures. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be one of the tortoise racing, which I quite was looking forward to. But the veg and flower judge, John Blackler, was inspecting some prize-winning dahlias. I have to say, mine are hardly coming through the ground at the moment. There were also some excellent work, and I use the word excellent, of the village show equivalent of a Fabergé egg. Not sure it might be worth those millions, but they certainly look interesting. And a lovely picture of Elsie Thomas's first prize-winning garden on a plate.
Half a dozen new homes for village. Half a dozen homes could be built in a village on the outskirts of Newton Abbot if new proposals are given the green light. Submitted by King's Dart Projects Pension Trust, the application is seeking permission for 6 dwellings, access and landscaping work at land at Canada Hill, Ogwell. The site is located along the western edge of Ogwell, just off the Ogwell Road. There are no listed buildings or assets within notable distance of the site. The existing site is simple and open, with no existing buildings, and is mostly covered in grass and scrub that is occasionally maintained with small trees, mostly near the periphery. The proposal is designed to provide a series of 6 new quality detached dwellings within the currently empty and overgrown site. The proposal put forward is a simple series of modern-style dwellings set out in a similar way to the existing surrounding properties along a new access road that will run across the centre of the site, the statement adds. Tonbridge District Council are due to make a decision by August the 11th.
Councillor seeks action over traffic disruption. A Newton Abbot councillor says she will continue pressing Devon County Council to address residents' concerns over traffic disruption caused by the ongoing closure of Houghton Lane. Councillor Jacqueline Fry has been in discussions with the authority following complaints from residents affected by the diversion routes put in place during highway improvements works linked to the Houghton-Barton development. Houghton Lane is currently closed to through traffic between its junction with the A383 Ashburton Road and Farley Cottages until late September, while the improvements are carried out. A signed diversion route remains in operation throughout the project. Councillor Fry says contractor Champion Groundworks have been asked to install advisory 20 mile an hour signs on the Silhane diversion route in response to concerns about speeding. Additional signs have also been erected on Houghton Road to discourage through traffic, while further signage is being considered following feedback from local residents. Among the issues raised with Councillor Fry by residents is a proposal to introduce a temporary one-way system on Houghton Road while the closure remains in place. Highways has acknowledged this and discussions are ongoing, though no decision has yet been taken. Officials have warned that making the route one-way could encourage more motorists to use it as a diversion, increasing traffic through the residential area. Highways said it recognised residents' concerns over traffic volumes, speeding, driver behaviour, congestion, and the safety of pedestrians and cyclists. While introducing a mandatory temporary 20-mile-an-hour speed limit is considered unlikely because of legal and enforcement requirements, officers say the situation will continue to be monitored. From around August, the diversion route is expected to move from the current northern route via Bickington and Liverton to a southern diversion using the A383 Ashburton Road and A382 Bovey Tracy Road before reconnecting with Staple Hill Road. Councillor Fry thanked residents who had contacted her with photographs, videos and feedback documenting the impact of the works. This evidence has helped me demonstrate the real impact these works are having on residents. I will continue to press Highways on your behalf and work to ensure your concerns remain a priority until a satisfactory resolution is found.
A man has been arrested after reportedly throwing items off the roof of a building in the centre of Newton Abbot. Police were called to Union Street at around 1:40 p.m. on Monday, July the 13th, following reports of a man on a roof acting aggressively. It was further reported that the man was throwing items off the roof. Officers attended the scene and arrested the male suspect. He has been taken into police custody. Police have not released further details about the incident, nor confirmed whether anyone was injured. No charges have been announced at this stage. Inquiries into the circumstances surrounding the incident are ongoing.
Go ahead for final phase of housing scheme. Planning permission has been granted for the final phase of a housing development in King Stainton, paving the way for four new family homes. Tonbridge Council has approved the application for four low-energy detached properties on vacant land at Vicarage Hill, extending the existing five-home Kilnwood development. The approved scheme will complete the development, bringing the total number of homes at the site to nine. Planning documents state the proposal will complete this high-quality development while making use of vacant land to provide much-needed housing. As well as the four energy-efficient homes, the development includes car parking and landscaping to complement the existing scheme. The application said that the additional properties would form a natural extension to Kilnwood and help meet local housing demand. With planning permission now in place, the project can move forward to complete the residential development at Vicarage Hill.
Community Cafe needs more volunteers. Volunteers are needed for a popular Newton Abbot community cafe that was once featured on the BBC's The One Show. Our Pavilion Community Cafe in Ford Park is run by and for adults with learning difficulties and additional needs. The cafe was created at the park's disused cricket pavilion during the coronavirus pandemic era and was worked on by builders who were furloughed from their day jobs. The work was funded by local donations, together with grants from the National Lottery, the Postcode Lottery, and Devon County Council. It opened in 2021. Treasurer and trustee Julie Bladen said working at the cafe is fun and rewarding. People love it here, and we have lovely customers as well. The cafe opens every day in summer and 6 days per week in winter and gives work to 25 adults with additional needs, together with a roster of other helpers who give a minimum of 4 hours per week. We need at least another 10 people on our books to help manage the work, Julie said. We help people who have been ignored by society. They feel safe here. They even come here on their days off, she said. This Sunday, July the 19th, the cafe is presenting an open-air music and entertainment afternoon to raise much-needed funds for the Ford Park Community Project. The local Choir 86 will be performing and celebrating its 40th anniversary. People can bring a deck chair or a garden rug, buy a drink and something to eat at the cafe and just sit and enjoy what is going to be a wonderful afternoon, said Julie. The event starts at 2:30. Anyone who would like to offer their time as a cafe volunteer or who would like more information should email cafe@ourpavilion.co.uk.